The Wall Street Journal yesterday published a rumor that Google's going to launch a new messaging platform. This kind of explains what we had read. Google Fi, when you sign up for Fi, says we would prefer that you use Google's messages, not Hangouts.
Interesting.
And and there's no technical reason for this. In fact, I continue to use Hangouts as my text/messaging app, but now I understand, or this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, that judge who declared a 48-hour moratorium was overruled by a higher court who said, "This is, you can't do that." No, and they, after 12 hours of shutdown in Brazil of WhatsApp, they turned it back on again. People were furious.
Brazil is the most unsung, and I've said this on the show before, but most unsung internet addicted country there is.
Yeah. It's
and
true.
The early adopter of all early adopters. They adopted early
remember
to photo,
Orkut?
To social.
Remember Orkut?
I don't know that
Orkut.
They beat.
Orkut was big Orkut in Brazil.
It was huge.
Yeah. It was the last, in fact, the last bastion.
Yeah. It was the first and last there. And so Brazil's amazing at this stuff. You don't mess with Brazil on the internet.
And every time you look at a new, I remember, what was that thing that Dave Morin
Path.
Yeah, so Path was gigantic long after everyone had forgotten about it in North America.
And they got acquired.
Yeah.
By who bought Path? Was it a Japanese company?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
So what's but the Google service, it strikes me because I understand that you can ask questions of a bot as well.
Korean
right?
company. So let's talk about this because this is a weird article. So Alistair Barr writing in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago. Most of this article is not about Google's the hook of the article is this leak that he got or a story he got from somebody that Google has been working on a messaging service. But then it goes on talking about other stuff, completely about other stuff. So really, he's only one fact in here, which is for its new service, Google plans to integrate chatbots, software programs that answer questions inside a messaging app.
So that to me is a replacement for search. That's not a chat messaging program. That
well,
is
I think
it's a conversational version of search.
I think
it's a way to integrate search, I think.
Yeah, yes. But clearly what Google would like to do is have a messaging platform much like WeChat that does everything. And one way to do that is with bots.
Yeah,
because you don't have to. And by the way, Telegram has bots. In fact, Google acquired a company that does a lot of bots. Or no, they tried to, called 200 Labs. 200 Labs said no.
That's right.
But they make bots on Telegram. In fact, I have a bot, a Chief Twit bot, that tells people things like when a show's about to start, when I pull up my car out front, when I weigh myself, things like that. And it's very easy to make a bot for Telegram. I imagine Google will attempt to do something similar. They did attempt to buy this company. But bots don't have to just be searches, Jeff. They could be anything. The bot could – I could say to the bot,
right,
give
exactly.
me train tickets to – you know.
Right. So I think this is – and I think it goes to voice – oddly, it goes back to voice where you're talking and say, you know, make a reservation for 6 at blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of command system. It's beyond Siri and beyond Google Now. It enables functionality behind that with a different interface. What strikes me about this more than anything else is that it's not the intentionality of typing a query or sending a message. It's do something for me. It seems to be more of an extension, and this is all just rumors, and it's all just leaks, but it seems to me a logical extension of Google Now.
I think it is. I think that's what they want to do. They want to become a part of your life and all the things you do. And at some point, I'm sure they're going to have bots that respond to, without you having to even ask a question, bots that say, you know, I noticed you're at this place. Would you like to do X?
Have you sent your mother a birthday present?
This could be, and for Google, this is a high-stakes operation because they wanted to beat Twitter and Facebook, and they did Google Buzz.
Right.
And they do not want this to be Buzz. They're and Google Plus. They only really are going to get one chance to get this right because if it's going to work, they have to get the network effect big time. They have to do something that people go, yes, oh, my God, this is so great. Everybody, hey, everybody. We're
but
leaving Facebook. Everybody onto Google.